Well, here we are on the last great day, the day that pictures the final step of God's 7,000-year plan, the Great White Throne Judgment, when all who have ever lived will be resurrected and given the opportunity to embrace God's way without the influence of Satan. In the time that I have today, I'd like to take a leaf out of my father's book and do a news analysis, but with a twist. The newspaper that I'll be using isn't one that you've ever heard of, for it is not a newspaper from today, but that which comes from this time in the White Throne Judgment period. We'll call it the Kingdom Times. This paper is filled with good news, as opposed to today's news, which is filled with rumour, speculation, opinion, and outright lies. I've selected three areas to which to compare today's news with this from the World Tomorrow and the White Throne Judgment: food, peace, and education. So let's first have a look at food. Let us examine some headlines from what is hopefully the last few years before we enter the world tomorrow, as it gives a brief overview of what the world is facing with regards to food. So these are all taken from the prophetic news on our website over the last year or so. Drought in the Horn of Africa. World food prices are rising again. Thousands of acres are underwater in California. Drug and food shortages are here. And to demonstrate just how bad it really is, we'll read The Global Food Crisis, which states, "Most people that live in the Western world don't realise the global hunger has been absolutely exploding and has now become a major worldwide issue. According to the United Nations, 2.4 billion people do not have enough food to eat on a consistent basis, and over 900 million of them are facing severe food insecurities. Unfortunately, things are about to get a whole lot worse." Sadly, it will get a lot worse, resulting in thousands upon thousands of deaths, but thankfully soon that will be a thing of the distant past, and it will be much better. So let's open the Kingdom Times, and let's read a different type of news about the life under God's loving government, where we'll read such titles as "Farmers Overjoyed But Rain in Due Season," "Original spies sent to Canaan, staggered by the size of today's grapes. We'll be making wine for years." 1,000 tomato recipes, how to handle your surplus. I love this one. "World hunger, a thing of the past. Jamie Oliver in quest for new job." And finally, we'll read my favourite of all time. "Another enormous harvest. Annual contest between reapers and sowers. Today, we begin the ingathering of another bountiful harvest, and it looks like a record breaker. God has greatly blessed us and our effort this year, just as it is written in Amos 9, verse 13. That's Amos 9, and we'll read verse 13. "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the ploughman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that soweth seed. And the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt." At time of writing, the reapers are in the lead, with the ploughmen nipping at their heels, and the sowers cheering them on. These articles have been long prophesied to occur. Let's have a look at what the End Time Apostle says on the subject of food and what it will be like. In the Tomorrow, What Will It Be Like, in chapter 6, Mr. Armstrong wrote, "Today, the greatest and most awesome problem is the population explosion. Growing population in all nations is rapidly outstripping the ability of this world to sustain them. And the areas of the greatest rise in population are the undeveloped parts of the world, the have-not nations of poverty, illiteracy, disease and superstition. Remember, not more than 10% of the Earth's surface is tillable or arable land. And now, the latest UN figures indicate the world will double its population in just 34 short years." Certainly did that. "The daily ominous pressure of people is one of the truly incomprehensible problems for today. But God has the solution, and how simple it is. He simply makes most of the Earth cultivatable. Reduce the bare, snow-swept and craggy mountains, raise up some of the deeps and desert valleys, change the world's weather patterns, make all the deserts green and fertile, open up huge slices of the earth like the Kalahari Desert, the Lake Chad Basin, and the Sahara in Africa, the Gobi Desert in Asia, and the Great American Deserts. Make green the verdant vast wastes of Mongolia, Siberia, Saudi Arabia, and many of the western states. Then thaw out the deep ice packs and snowdrifts and permafrosts and tundra from the vast, almost limitless expanses of Antarctica, North America, Greenland, North Europe, and Siberia. Make level the awesome Pyrenean Knot, the giants of the Himalayas, the Atlas, Taurus, Pyrenees, Rockies, Sierras, and the Hindu Kush. That's a lot of mountains. And level the immense sweeps of the Andes and all the other forbidding, towering, virtually uninhabitable mountains on Earth. Then provide good, gentle rainfall in great balance at the right season. And what happens? Multiple millions of acres of unbelievable, fertile, productive, wonderful farmland suddenly become available, just waiting to be discovered and pioneered. Impossible? In the hands of men, certainly. Now let's look at peace. At the moment, there really isn't a lot of peace, with the exception of one nation wanting a piece of the other nations. These are some of the headlines that we've read just in the last 6 months. A new nuclear arms race looms. Without arms control, we're all dead. Utter chaos is being unleashed all over the world. Global powers ramping up nuclear arsenal. And EU taking big steps towards military escalation. The Kingdom Times is full of articles of a totally different nature. You hear such titles as Newly Resurrected Hitler. My Jewish friends are the best. Update. Mysterious object found last week, identified as AK-47. Gog and Magog host peace games. Annual peace summit, communique. No changes needed. And my love, I love this one. Pets for sale. Cuddle up with your own cozy male African lion. Doubles as child transport. Responds to Fluffy. The article went on to state, the gods family told us that lions, wolves and tigers used to be ferocious predators. It's hard for us to believe that, but we know that the god family never lie. Today we rejoice in the availability of soft, warm, cuddly animal babysitters. Endless hours of fun and comfort for your little tykes. As a reminder to our readers, this was promised to us in Isaiah 6 and verse 11, 6 to 9. Isaiah 11, we'll start in verse 6. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like an ox. And the suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all of my holy mountain, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And finally, let's have a little look at education system from today. You hear such lovely articles such as, our public school system is set up to fail, and it's succeeding. Drag storytellers are promoting love of diversity. Bible is deemed too vulgar or violent for children. Math scores plunge to lowest levels in US history. Proposed Californian curriculum leads students in social justice chant to Aztec gods. Education will be very different in the world tomorrow and preceding times, where we'll hear such titles as Parents Stumped as Child Asks, What is evolution? Learning disabilities, thing of the past. Record crowds at Feast of Tabernacles. Upcoming event, Noah to address boat building class. And finally, we'll read the Kingdom Times exclusive, Stephen Hawking's first meeting with God. I can't believe it, said Mr. Hawkins. I've been taught all my life that God didn't exist. Or if he did, he wasn't a very nice person, all vengeful and stern and angry. but he wasn't. He was so loving and kind. He gave me a hug. I wish I'd known about him earlier. I now realise how much rubbish I was spouting for so many years. I really look forward to talking to him again. I have a lot of questions. The Kingdom Times would also like to remind their readers that re-education was also promised in Isaiah 2 and verses 2 to 3. And it came to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto him, unto it. And many people shall go and say, Come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word out of the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. In Mystery of the Ages, chapter 5, Mr. Armstrong wrote, One of the greatest problems facing the returning glorified Christ will be that of re-education, the supposedly educated. These minds, and they are, indeed, the world's finest and best minds, have become so perverted with false education that they will be unable to accept truth until they first unlearn error. And it is at least 10 times more difficult to unlearn error, firmly embedded in their minds, than it is to start from scratch and learn a new truth. It may actually take them longer to come to the knowledge of the truth, to become truly educated, than the illiterate of this world. God-inspired word, the Holy Bible, is the foundation of knowledge. They have been trained to hold this true foundation in prejudiced contempt. Yes, indeed, the education and re-education of the world will be one of the most important tasks for the kingdom of God will face after Christ returns to rule. Today, people follow the false and deceptive values. Their entire thinking will require a reorientation, a change of direction. So that concludes our look at the Kingdom Times. It's rather a thin publication now, as there's no wars or famines or other diseases to be reported on. We've seen how all the news from the lands ruled by God is good news. No politicians trying to win votes by making promises that they could never keep. No natural disasters like earthquakes or flash floods to kill or displace thousands of people. No teachers spending class time indoctrinating students into warped anti-God ideologies. Even though the Kingdom Times itself is fictitious, all the news in it is true. It merely hasn't happened yet. All I can say is Godspeed that day.